wavelength multiplexing principle. Most of you will know it already. Second, we will present the three-band, four-band filter concept. Third, we will present to you our optimization method, which we have applied. Fourth, we present the results for this three, four-band system. And we will also consider higher numbers of transmission bands. We have some results in this field. And I will finish with a conclusion. Let me explain the basics of this wavelength multiplexing, which is in some cases also called spectral division technology or color coding. There are many words for this technology in the market. So the principle, the information of a colored image is based on three primary colors, red, green, and blue. Basically, these primary colors stimulate the different cone receptors of the eye. And due to the broad sensitivity of these cone receptors, it is possible to split the color information into two spectral independent ranges. Left and right spectra are separated by using interference filters. Both filters are complementary and are not limited in the number of bands. This idea was invented in 1999 by Helmut Jörke, the founder of the company, and Infitec was founded in 2003 and is the holder of the major patent since 2008. The Infitec technology is a glasses-based technology. The glasses of the observer use fitting filters to the displaying system. Interference filters offer a very high transmission and a very high reflectivity, which is the reason for the outstanding blocking. Therefore, the system is mainly used in applications where high quality is demanded. The glasses are robust, durable, eco-friendly, they need no batteries. The advantage of this technology is its potential use in every display system. The Infitec technology is currently used in projection applications. In the market, there are two solutions, a single projector solution and a dual projector solution. As you can see it here, these are two projectors. Each of the projector provides a left and a right image at any time. This is the highest quality of stereoscopic vision, but there's for the easiness of application, there's also a second possibility. This is a single projector solution where images are displayed in a time sequential way, as you can see it here on the right side. So as long as frequencies are above 100 Hz, this technology is applicable. Synchronization is performed by a rotating filter wheel of two complementary filters. This wheel is mounted into the light path between the lamp and the imager. This technology is also known in the market under the brand Active Infitec from Barco and also from the cinema as Dolby 3D system. Let's now have a look at the new 3-4-band filter concept. So, as I have explained before, a stereo color image can be generated from two sets of triple-band filters. By cutting the primary spectres, usually the colors intensify. However, left and right colors are different. And to readjust the colors, it's necessary to reduce the transmission of one or more primaries. Therefore, the system transmission is reduced to, in some cases, around 50%. And this was our approach. So we had the goal to balance the colors already within the filter design. And by doing this, we will be able to improve the transmission of the system. One of the principles we applied here is the so-called color metamerism principle. This is an example here. You see on the top an example of achieving a white point with different spectra, like with a white LED, which is basically a blue LED and yellow dye, as well as it can have the same color hue as a xenon lamp. And by applying this principle, it's possible to create a color stimulus either by one central emission or by a combination of two or more emission bands. So to perceive the same blue color, it's possible to use the two side bands of the central wavelengths. We can apply this principle to the green as well as to the red. And this way the spectra can be tuned and they have the same brightness and they have the same color point. Additionally, we recalculated the filter under the precondition to use the entire spectrum. So now we restarted our filter design. So we split each of the primary colors into three sub-bands. By doing this, we achieve a 3-6-band systems, which can be reduced to a 3-4-band system. The colors of this filter designs are balanced and the transmission is maximized. Here you can see an example for a specific filter design for a UHP lamp projector. On the top, the transmission bands of the filters are shown. The blue line gives you the left filter with the 4 bands, and the red line is the right filter with the 3 bands, with the central wavelengths. So the partitions between the partitions are also divided by the dichroics used in the system. So blue is basically this partition of the short wavelengths blue and this partition here of the long wavelengths blue. And this principle is applied for the green as well for the red. For the red, there's only a small contribution here in the short wavelengths red. So the color chart CIE diagram shows we have managed to create the same primary colors as in the 3D case without filters. So here the black line represents the projector without filters. The red and blue line are the corresponding color values to this calculation here. Since color is also characterized by X, not only by XY coordinate, but also by luminance, we also compared the 2D, 3D transmission, which is given in this diagram here. As you can see, left and right are also balanced in terms of luminance. The brightness ratio between the colors is unchanged. A balanced system, as you see it here, requires no additional color adjustment. Therefore, we achieved the maximum brightness. Now, we have searched for a more general solution for a variety of projectors. So therefore, we introduced an optimization method. First, we collected as many different type of projector spectra as possible. So we have considered the one-chip DLP projector, we have considered the 3 LCD projectors, as well as the LCOS projectors, and of course the 3 DLP projectors which are in the market with UHP lamp and xenon lamp system. And there's one 6-chip LCOS projector in the market from LG, also UHP lamp. These most of the projectors use UHP lamp, but for the high end it's a xenon system. On the right side you see the list of the manufacturers, and we have measured basically RGB spectra, but additionally it was necessary to take secondary colors and white color because of the brilliant color system of the one-chip DLP, which is not linear, so you need also the secondary color. This data set was the basis for our optimization. The targets of the optimization are, of course, the first target, like usual, achieving a high transmission. Second, to consider the color deviation of left and right. Of course, it's the goal to have no difference between left and right. And third, this difference between left and right should also match the original color gamut of the projector without filters. In the process which we have applied, we defined a common marriage function, which is a measure for the fitting of this filter design. Then we calculated specific ideal projector filter designs. From this result, we bundled common designs to a generic design. We found UHP lamp projectors and xenon lamp projectors are somehow very similar. So we distinguished two groups, one generic filter design for the UHP lamp, one generic filter design for the xenon lamp system. But we were not finished yet, because in the field of application, it's very difficult to separate two type of glasses, which are basically very similar. There are installations in the market where two different type of projectors are used at the same time, therefore we couldn't use two different type of glasses. And therefore we also defined a unique 3D glasses filter design, which covers all generic projector filter designs. On this slide, you see our generic projector filter for xenon. On the left side is the result for the Barco projector. The color gamut is well matched. There's some little offset in the white point. On the right side, you see the Christie projector. The matching is slightly better in this case. And as you can see here, the transmission is very similar and the color gamut is very similar. So we believe to have found a pretty good solution for these type of projector classes. So now we would like to have a look at the at higher order band systems. Basically, it's possible to split the bands into more bands. Like in this case, we are using four bands for each of the primary, and the result of it is a six band system, as in this example here. We have calculated optimized filter systems for a high throughput. This is this data is taken from simulation. We are starting on the left side here with the 3-3 band system. We continue with the just presented 3-4 band system, and we proceed until we arrived at the 7-7 band system. As you can see, the transmission continuously drops after this peak here, this 3-4 band system, which seems to be a maximum for the systems. We have three curves in this system, which have as a parameter the relative band gap between the transmission bands. As you can see, the band gap strongly influences the transmission of the system. However, reasonable values are above below 2%, because higher values cause lower values cause crosstalk. Higher values are good for production since they allow bigger tolerances. With the use of more bands, the blocking range is also narrow. So to achieve the same blocking, more and more layers in the filter design are required. Usually a compromise is used to keep the production cost in a reasonable range. Therefore, crosstalk usually also increases. So in this table, we see some data from spectral measurements of filters. Here we are comparing a 3-3 band system as it is in the market since many years. Here we have our new 3-4 band system. And here we have a 5-5 band system from Panavision. We have calculated two system transmissions, the static projector solution and the filter wheel solution for a single projector. There we have a 45% duty cycle, which comes from the 10% loss of the transition time of the filter wheel. This table shows that the 3-4 band system achieves the highest transmission. It also shows that 3-3 band, which is will become obsolete in probably in a few years, is very similar to the 5-5 band system of Panavision. For the single projector, we have a typical transmission of around 10%. The transmission values, they all correspond to values after color correction. So I have now I'm almost at the end of the presentation. I want to summarize. We think we could show that the 3-4-band filter design is the most efficient one of all spectral filter designs. Due to this concept, we could show an improvement for UHP lamp system as well as xenon lamp systems. We now achieve a very similar transmission to shutter glasses systems, so data here were not presented but can be presented on request. Color gamut is increased so far that almost no difference between 3D and 2D exists anymore. There's no color correction necessary. It means less work and better color. It's the result. This is the fazit of my speak. I'm at the end of my presentation. I thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Dr. Simon. Any question or comments? Professor Banks?
I wonder if you thought about the following. So you've got these multiple spectral bands now, and you do left eye on, right eye off, and then reverse. And, you know, the field sequential technique causes some artifacts in perceived depth, leads to flicker, can produce motion judder, etc. Have you thought about the idea of now taking your spectral bands and putting it such that the left and right eyes are always being stimulated the whole time? You just switch which band goes between left and right eye.
Yes, that's a really good idea. We also had this, and there was a presentation half a year ago, so I could share it with you. So this, the idea.
Does it work?
We haven't realized. So we had we prepared some simulation which showed that the frequency can be lowered. So to have a constant flow of light without flicker, you require about 150 hertz. This was the result from our experiment. And by applying a principle like you explained it just before, so we can run the system at 100 hertz and there's absolutely no flicker. So there are some papers around which also describe this. So this, I would like to refer on the presentation. It was given at the IDW in December last year, and there's a paper on it.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? No? Okay. So, thank you.
Thank you.